opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 4th of May, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's here with the weather.
Good
morning. And the special day.
Yes, it's one of my favorites. Today is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
It's also all national.
Right. All right.
Yeah, tomorrow's Revenge of the 5th.
Revenge of the 5th.
Yep. It's also National Teacher Appreciation Day and Orange Juice Day.
Orange Juice Day?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't end up getting mine this morning, but I thought about
it. Uh-oh.
We are looking at a red flag warning for our main headline in the weather today with gusty winds. Currently, our winds are around 8 miles per hour, but we do have a lot of fire weather today, gusty winds and low humidities with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Our temperature today will be around 89. We might break 90 somewhere in the valley a couple of places tomorrow, a high of 92, and then things will start to cool off as we slide into the weekend with an 82 on Thursday and then 76 on Friday. So we should have a fantastic weekend for Mother's Day picnics.
Okay. Well, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that's been around for a couple of decades. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans there. They support many of the great nonprofits here in Shasta County. Can't say enough about Chuck and Judy Kinney. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, I guess the big news came out yesterday, local news, I should say, is the grand jury issued a report. And in it, they said that District 2 Supervisor Leonard Modi abused his power as a public official for personal things during the for personal support during the car fires. The exact charge they said that they found him to be guilty of with. And this is a grand jury, and you got to remember, a grand jury comes out with things. And this is their opinion on it. This is what they say. And in times that in the past they have found certain things that the city and the county have disagreed with, and for a variety of reasons, they went through the thing. They went through the background of it, where the car fire, you know, began July 23rd, 2018, and was continued on contained on August 30th. Now, if you want to see the whole report, you just go to the Shasta County Grand Jury and you look under reports, and it's the first one, the car fire. The fire destroyed 1,604 structures, of which 1,077 were homes, and 229,000 acres, almost 230,000 acres. The charge that they said that they found that Supervisor Modi had done was, it's called misfeasance. And misfeasance is not malfeasance. Misfeasance is the improper doing of an act that a person might lawfully do. So there's no criminal charges to this at all. Or the performance of a duty or act that one ought or has a right to do, but in a manner so as to infringe upon the rights of others. In this case, they said that the supervisor had used county property to take care of his own needs, and that meant county personnel too for escorts. Specifically, that he had taken the county vehicles and that had put gasoline cans into him and gone to his home and refueled the generators at his house so the food that he had there would not spoil. And it's and the supervisor had gone there to and had gone out to inspect the variety, you know, in his district. Of course, a number of times they do that. And but it appears that his home would also be one of the ones inspected. And the supervisor received multiple escorted visits determined to be primarily in a supervisor's neighborhood rather than the affected area of the district. He did intentionally load fuel cans into a county vehicle with the express purpose of fueling the generator at his home. It could be stated that anyone who had similar access to the restricted area might choose to attend matters at their own home. However, an elected official is held to a higher standard than the average citizen, and thus their actions are scrutinized more closely. Also, the perception expressed by department heads that there's an opportunity to assist an official whose decisions might affect their budget, they are compelled to extend professional courtesies. They found that Supervisor Modi did utilize professional courtesy extended to him in an attempt to forestall loss of personal perishable food items. That does not negate the fact he did take additional tours of his district and make constituents aware of the status of their homes, which is, you know, which is what his job is. However, that he took advantage of the situation under the auspices of conducting the business for which he was elected. While the jury determined no laws were broken and proper escorts were provided, the act of bringing fuel on multiple occasions is a clear indicator the intent of the tours in those days was to fuel the supervisor's personal generator. Now, again, this is a group, an ad hoc group, within the grand jury that did this on a complaint issued by a citizen or maybe a number of citizens, I'm not sure. What Supervisor Modi said, and he responded that Modi in a text said the car fire was a crisis, and this is from Supervisor Modi. The car fire was a crisis, and I stood with our sheriff, Tom Basenko, and the first responders in trying everything possible to protect our community as parts of it reduced to rubble and ash. Modi said he spent nearly every day behind the fire lines, checking on homes, helping people with livestock, vehicles, and other issues of concern. We filled generators, including at my own house, to stop spoilage of food. I welcome scrutiny of my leadership in the crisis. God forbid we'd be faced with anything similar in the future, but we must learn any lessons we can and be at our best when it counts most. Modi said he respects the findings of the grand jury and plans to move forward with the best interest of the community in mind. Okay. So that was a grand jury. Now, it was based on complaints, and they, in turn, the grand jury had interviewed a number of people. They didn't use the county council because it could have been a conflict of interest there, so they went to the district attorney for legal assistance. They interviewed several people, including law enforcement officers, interviewed the Shasta County District 2 supervisor, Leonard Modi. Frequent consultation with the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, a review of all written correspondence, review of the California State Assembly Bill, number 1234, and review of the County Board of Supervisors' policies and procedures. The final thing on this was the recommendation that that the County Board of Supervisors will place on their agenda by October 15th, 2021, a motion to publicly censure the supervisor of District 2 for actions taken in the 2018 car fire and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors by October 15th will offer the supervisor of District 2 an opportunity to publicly apologize for his actions. Okay, so that's what the grand jury report said. Again, if you go to the Shasta County, you go to the grand jury, you look under reports, and you click on reports, and it's the first one, the car fire. Again, this was from a complaint brought by citizens saying that this had happened. There have already people have stood up and said that Supervisor Modi is a honest, upright man, already, and that the grand jury may have made a mistake here. I don't know, but they seem to be pretty pretty specific in everything they said. Their methodology looks good. And so now I guess we wait to see what happens with the Board of Supervisors. Of course, during this time frame when Supervisor Modi is already under pressure from a group of people that don't want him to, that want to recall him, this doesn't help, obviously. On the other hand, how serious is this? Did he fill up his own generators? I believe he said that, but he said he also filled up other people's generators, and I can understand that. If you know people that are saying, "Hey, look, I'm going to lose everything if you don't get my generator going, cost me thousands of dollars, all these things." I can see with a supervisor, if they are allowed back behind the lines quicker than the people are, that he would be out there doing that. So, grand jury report on Supervisor of the 2nd District, Leonard Modi, concerning the car fire. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number. People who could get enough quality sleep have more energy, better muscle mass, and improved muscle memory. Well, that's what I need. I need muscle memory to ensure that I get the key into the ignition of my truck in the morning. And sometimes that muscle memory doesn't appear to be there. Positive mood. Good quality sleep positively affects emotional well-being. So you're saying to yourself, okay, Carl, got it. How can I get better sleep? Well, I just happen to have the answer. It's called Sleep Number. That's right. It's proven that you get more quality sleep on Sleep Number beds. It's proven that Consumer Reports rated them 1 and 2 in their division of beds in America. And right now, since proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, you can save up to $1,200 on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed, which we just acquired, and adjustable bases for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. Of course, you want to go over to the Sleep Number store right here in the Target Shopping Center, talk to Steve or any of the pros in there. You will learn about sleep. You'll learn how Sleep Number is working with the Mayo Clinic to find out how to have people sleep better. Good night's sleep, good diet, and exercise. It'll keep you going for a long time. Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Phone lines here, 605-456-7721 in the morning. And, well, it's going to be a hot, windy day. The fire danger's up. 64 degrees already. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. You know, if you've had enough of taking care of everything, and you want somebody to kind of like take care of the small stuff like electricity and plumbing and making sure there's toilet paper and all those things, think about River Common Senior Living. It is not an assisted living facility. No, this is active seniors, gourmet chefs, activity directors, your own personal kind of taxi to get around town if you need it or if you want it. They are pet friendly. It is everything that you would probably want to have, and now you can at River Common Senior Living. Northern California's premier retirement community. Give them a call at 238-5981. Ask Brian why it's so great there, and you can probably get a tour of River Common Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Okay, unfortunately, you know, you hate to hear about people getting divorced, especially after like 27 years. But Bill and Melinda Gates, yes, that Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, are calling it quits. They have been, you know, they've been trying to work it out, and it just hasn't happened. So they're splitting the sheets, I guess you could call it. $137 billion they've got to split up. I realize it's going to be probably a financial hardship on them after that. But it'll be interesting. If you know how Bezos, when he got ready to divorce, he just wrote a check for, I don't know, what was it? $500 million or something like that. I don't know what it was, to his wife. But and the difference here is that Melinda Gates was with him from the beginning and helped him. So I have a pretty good feeling that it's not going to be a real nasty divorce, since I think they're going to, you know, they've got three kids and the money. So I don't know how it's going to be divided, but I imagine though Melinda's not going to have to worry about anything for the next few weeks. Okay. Disneyland has opened. And you would think people are happy. Disneyland, Disneyland. Well, not everybody. The San Francisco Chronicle is upset with Disneyland. Now, how could that be? Well, they've redone the Snow White's Enchanted Wish ride at Disneyland, and it's supposed to be really cool. You know, Disneyland's been shut down for over 400 days, unlike the Disney World in Florida, who's been open almost all this time. And people flock to the Snow White ride because of the new elements to it. But the San Francisco Chronicle, while they approved of the technology and the aesthetic upgrades of the ride, the storyline is problematic. The new grand finale of Snow White's Enchanted Wish is a moment when the prince finds Snow White asleep under the evil queen's spell and gives her a true love's kiss to release her from her enchantment, just like we've seen for decades. But we got some problems here. Haven't we already agreed, this is from the San Francisco Chronicle, haven't we already agreed that consent in early Disney movies is a major issue? That teaching kids that kissing, when it hasn't been established, if both parties are willing to engage, is not okay? It's hard to understand why the Disneyland of 2021 would choose to add a scene when such an old-fashioned idea is of what a man is allowed to do to a woman, especially given the company's current emphasis on removing problematic scenes from rides like Jungle Cruise and Splash Mountain. Why not reimagine an ending in keeping with the spirit of the movie and Snow White's place in the Disney canon that avoids problems? So the big thing on this was that he had kissed her without her permission, and he took advantage of her while she was sleeping. Now, not everybody agrees with that. I guess you could say, why didn't he just kind of go over to her and give her like a little shoulder shake to wake her up?
Because it's true love's kiss that wakes her up. It's like, have these people seen the movie? This is the story. You have to break the magic spell with love.
Okay. Well, it's okay to support WAP, the WAP song. And so somebody also mentioned, that's okay. Just leave her alone in the forest in a state of living death for an eternity. We've gotten really woke here. Really woke in the fact that a kiss he gives to her without her consent while she's asleep, which cannot possibly be true love if only one person knows it's happening.
She wished into a wishing well for her true love to come. It was made pretty clear early on that the magic of the wishing well made it.
We're even arguing about this. How can we even be arguing about this? The fact is, you're absolutely right. But in today's wokeness, in the San Francisco Chronicle, there's obviously a problem with true love. And I like the idea of just going over there, looking deep in, well, her eyes, you can't look in her eyes because she's asleep. And you just kind of like put one hand on her right shoulder and one hand on her left shoulder and just kind of shake her a little bit until she wakes up. Slap her in the face, maybe. You know how you see that where they slap your face? Wake up, wake up.
Yeah.
Take smelling salts, stick it underneath her nose, slap her face.
You think she's more likely to give consent for her true love to slap her than to kiss her?
Well, I'm just saying is, obviously, kissing's not... Well, no, you can't touch her. You're not supposed to touch her because she has not given her consent, so you can't even shake her. All you can do is say there, I guess, stand there and go, wake up! But what if that doesn't work? Okay, I've spent enough time on this. You want to know how to get people out to get a vaccine? New Jersey's broken the code. They've started a new program called a shot in a beer. If you get a vaccine shot in New Jersey and you go to one of 21 established breweries, like microbreweries and all this, and you show them that you got your shot, you get a free beer, a shot in a beer. You know what? I don't see anything wrong with this. I don't see anything wrong with this, you know. This may be recent since Shasta County is kind of like running below the average on getting vaccinations. You know what you could do is right there, at the vaccine clinics. You could put like five of them up, and at each one of them you have asphalt cowboys there. And they're with the kegs. They're with kegs of beer. And when you get your shot, they give you your vaccine card, you walk out, they hand you a glass of beer. Yeah, maybe a sandwich. And then there you go. Join the asphalt cowboys for a shot and a beer. I mean, they're set up for it. God knows they drink enough and they've got access to beer. So they could be out there and you could get like sandwiches donated from places. So you get your shot, you walk out, get your beer and a sandwich and a place to sit down. You want to up the vaccine rate in any place. I guarantee you that'll work. Just think of all the homeless you could get in there. Shot and a beer. Ashley said, you better take a break right now. And I will. I've got with me Barry Weisswasser from Asphalt Cowboys, who's sitting there, was shocked by the fact that I mentioned drinking in Asphalt Cowboys. And we're going to talk about this great event and the events that are happening during the Reading Rodeo Week that they're behind. But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for electric vehicles for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. 7:31 in the morning, 62 degrees. We'll be right back.
American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
Turtle360.com.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled, educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Oh, yeah. If we're talking whiskey for my men and beer for my horses, you know it's Asphalt Cowboys Week coming up here soon. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, if you've suffered from orthopedic injury, strains, or sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3670 Eureka Way right here in Reading. Have physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to help you get back into action. And any of us, as you get older, or if you've had those big days out there working or exercising, you need to get tweaked back into shape sometimes. Or if you've had an injury and you need help getting back to full capacity, Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance has all the expertise right there. They've worked with the U.S. gymnastics team, with the pro combines, with many other sports teams, learning how to keep their people fit and able to compete. Give them a call at 530-533-5030, at 533-5030, Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Okay, I'm here with Barry Weisswasser.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He's wearing the yellow shirt of the Asphalt Cowboys. And you know what? I missed you last year, buddy.
I missed you, too, because, we missed the whole year, and that's just wrong.
You know what? I started a club that we were all promised that in January 1st, 2021, that we would never, ever mention 2020 again. But you know what? You have to, because 2020 keeps intruding on our lives.
It does.
It does, but not for the Reading Rodeo.
Absolutely.
It's
not
going to be... I think it's the 13th through the 15th.
Yes.
13th through the 15th. There's going to be all types of stuff going on. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard's back. They love coming up to Reading. They love coming to Reading. They always have a great time.
The unfortunate part is they're not going to be able to be in our parade.
No parade.
No parade this year.
You know, and see, when I called Caltrans, because I was told the holdup was there at Caltrans, and Caltrans told me, and I know the person, no, we just haven't gotten the paperwork yet from the city. Now, this was several weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, but maybe they have got it. I don't understand why you can't have a parade. You're outside. Fauci said if you're outside, an outside event, people are not packed in together. I've seen lots of people there, but they're not packed in together. Everybody can, because there's plenty of room to spread out for the parade.
Then
you're outside. And for those that are vaccinated, who cares? And if you really are, if you really want to wear your mask, then, well, wear your mask outside, during the parade. I don't know how they're going to mask up the horses, but I'm pretty sure that the Mounted Color Guard would not be masked.
I would hope not.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't be. But then again, you never can tell under this administration.
Hey, they're Marines. They're tough.
They're Marines. Hey, especially when they made the did surveys, and they said 40% of Marines said they're not going to get a vaccination. So what are you going to do? Are you going to force the military to get a vaccination?
They could.
They could. They've done it before.
And if the San Francisco Chronicle has anything to do with it, they probably will.
And they will not allow any touching. Okay. Now, But there's still, now, there's still things going on. There's still a lot of fun out there.
Oh, absolutely. Starting this Friday.
Starting this Friday.
This Friday is our street dance. We're going to have the band Double Cross come and play again. It's a great local band.
Yeah.
There's going to be line dance lessons this year. We can't have the chili cook-off, so it's the second best thing. So there will be line dance lessons and then a competition, as I understand, afterwards. I will not be part of the competition.
But you're teaching line dancing. Aren't you one of the instructors out there?
No, I teach ballet.
Okay. Now, this is going to be at Buckaroo Flats, which, of course, is already rodeo grounds.
Buckaroo Flats is right in front of the Cowboy Clubhouse, right at the gate of the Rodeo Association.
Okay. But it's right down. It's down at the rodeo grounds there.
Yep. And we're all.
They used to go out there and like flatten down the arena for that.
Oh, they still do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they canceled the stake feed this year, the Rodeo Association.
Yeah.
And what they do is they'll go out and flatten out the arena for people to walk on it. It'll be a hardened surface.
Yeah.
And then when they are ready to start the rodeo, they'll go out and grind it all up, rototill it, if you will.
Yeah.
And loosen it all up. So when the cowboys hit the dirt,
they don't bounce.
They still bounce. They bounce a little, but they
not as much.
They're cushioned a bit. But I don't care to test the theory. We're also going to have our quick draw contest. That will start at approximately 6:30 for the public. The Cowboys will have their quick draw contest amongst themselves starting 5:36.
Hey, when are you all going to really get serious about this thing and start using live rounds?
I suggested that the other day, and I don't know, I was shut down.
Shot down?
Yeah. Luckily, they were still using blanks.
Okay, now this quick draw contest, if you haven't seen it, is a lot of fun. It's you have a timer out there, and you have to shoot at a target.
Yeah.
So you got to hit the target.
Well.
Kind of?
Yeah, you have to hit the
because
target.
Because is that when the timer stops?
Yes. Okay. And the light goes off and showing which one was the fastest.
There you go.
Two.
So who was the fastest? Do you remember who was? Who
in
won
the Cowboys?
Yeah.
It was either... I don't remember specifically. I think it was either, there was a number of guys it could have been. I don't know. Alex Lozoya, Dan Waite, Jerry Scheller.
Those guys
are
always
quick guys.
Okay. All right. So that's on this Friday. Wow.
Yes.
So
this Friday.
You can go in and you can come down and do the street dance at Buckaroo Flats right there in front of the Haspel Cowboys. Clubhouse.
It's not that funny.
You'll be able to see it because there's all these yellow shirts up in the second deck.
You will spot us.
You'll spot them. And then the shootout. Okay. Now.
Oh, by the way, I want to say.
Sure.
River Commons, I believe he's the
Brian?
Activities director, Ernie.
Oh, Ernie. Okay.
He consistently wins the quick draw contest for the public.
Oh.
He's very fast.
From
I don't
River
know.
River Commons Senior Living, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder if. Well, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I just wonder where he gets his practice. Those poor people.
Brian Martin will call you in about
five
minutes.
Oh, I'm sure he will. Yeah. And I wanna say, people who want to shoot from the public, bring your own sidearm, your .38, .357, or .22. Do not bring ammunition. The Cowboys will supply the ammunition.
We'll supply the blanks there.
That too.
Okay. That's all going to be this Friday. Now, how do you sign up? Do you just show up?
Yeah, just show up.
Just show up.
Sign up.
And
right
for the
there.
Big dance, you just show up.
Yeah, no
Does
charge.
It cost? Nothing.
No
it's
fee.
Free.
We will have adult beverages
for
being
sale.
Served. No for- host.
Yeah,
cocktails,
for sale,
as it were. Yeah.
Now, I just want to tell all
and
the
food.
The cowboys and cowgirls is to take your spurs off before you go to the dance. Okay. Now, then on Saturday.
Saturday is our top hand dinner.
Okay.
Which is
essentially the Asphalt Cowboys Awards Banquet.
Okay.
The Outstanding Cowboy of the Year, which they didn't have much to choose from since we didn't do anything for a year. But, you know, maybe it could be me, so what the heck. But public is invited. The tickets are $50 a piece. As far as I know, we still have seats available. There will be, of course, it's at the Elks Club this year.
Oh, okay.
And it's always a great event if you're, you know.
Now, it's a no-host cocktails bar, which is a good idea with the Asphalt Cowboys. And also the, now how much are tickets for that?
$50.
$50.
Per person.
But that gets, that's also a fundraiser. And that gets you dinner.
Well, actually, we never make money on the top end.
Really?
Dinner. Yeah.
So you have dinner and?
We break even. There will be a comedian this year.
Okay. Oh, so entertainment.
Yeah, there will be entertainment. And, of course, Lulu's is catering the event.
Oh.
So they'll have a chicken dish, a beef dish, and a vegetarian dish.
Okay. A vegetarian dish?
Yeah. I think it's cucumbers. I'm not sure.
Now, then on Monday is
Monday.
The Asphalt Cowboys Golf Tournament.
Yes, always a great event.
It is a great event. Oh, I'm being told I have to take a break. Okay. Let's talk about the golf tournament when we get back.
All right.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Lighty. Retired Command Sergeant Major, Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty started this company about 12 years ago and has now grown to the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 46 different locations. If you want to get your CCW, but under this wave of no ammo, NFI will provide ammo to you. We'll sell ammo to you for the class. It can only be used for the class, but you will be able to qualify and get your CCW. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. Now, if you want to have private classes, we've got private classes set up, rifle, shotgun, defensive home, a number of different classes that are offered at Northern Firearms Instruction. It is 7:46 in the morning and 64 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician. 10 years experience preferred. Full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I should have been a cowboy. Should've learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shoe, riding my pony on the cat of mine. Stealing a young girl's heart.
Okay, I'll stop singing because even though it sounds really good to me, other people are switching the channel just as I start. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 64 degrees. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a great company here in town, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793 and Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, 401s, because things have changed, as you know, with the way the stock market is and all types of new Fed's regulations, give Judy Maxwell a call for a free review and an evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with the Asphalt Cowboys representative, Barry Weschwasser.
Morning, Paul.
Morning. You've been the one for years. Years.
Oh, yeah.
You've been here a long time.
Yeah. I don't even remember when it started. 12 years ago. When did you start?
We started 11 years ago.
Yeah. So
this is probably,
I was in here.
Oh, with Mike.
With Mike, yeah.
Well, okay. Now, your golf tournament is going to be on May 10th, Monday.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's going to be up at Gold Hills.
Yep. It's been up at Gold Hills for a number of years now. And it's just a great tournament. It is full.
Oh, is it?
Now, yes.
Okay, so never mind. But it's going to be a great tournament.
But it will be. And, you know, we've had a lot of people say, you know, I've played a lot of tournaments, but the Cowboys tournament's always the most fun. And
I can understand that. You guys are fun guys.
We are fun guys.
Is there a beer truck?
I don't care what she says.
I would say a beer cart, but with you all, is there a beer truck?
There will be several. And there will be two or three holes with in case the cart misses you.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't want you to die of thirst out there.
Very warm.
Yeah, it's going to be
hydrate.
Warm.
Hydrate.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And alcohol is the best way to do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then, of course, on May 11th, Tuesday, is the bank holdup.
That's what we understand. I mean, you never know about the lone stranger and a sidekick. They could show up at any time, anywhere.
But we're pretty sure they're going to show up at around 9:30
Tuesday
the 11th around 8:30 or something like that.
Somewhere like that. 8:30, 9-ish.
Where are they going to be at? Which bank?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, these are outlaws. They don't tell people where they're going to do this.
Well, why is it?
Besides that, I'm not on the committee.
Okay. What? Which is the real reason.
Yeah,
okay. Well, the only reason I'm asking, I was thinking about doing a live remote. and just be able to talk to them. But
They
usually don't talk.
No, they don't talk.
Now, who is the Lone Stranger this year?
Well, let me think a minute. There's another thing I don't know. You know, I've been in the Cowboys for 22 years, and there's just so much stuff I just don't know.
Okay, it's the Lone Stranger. Doesn't he have a companion?
A sidekick, yes.
A sidekick.
Now, we will give clues every morning.
On this show.
And this show and other shows and on the TV and in the newspaper. We'll give the clues to describe in the slightest manner who that sidekick, or who the Lone Stranger and his sidekick are. Yeah. And if on the first day, which will be Tuesday, you guess who that stranger and his sidekick are, and you let us know at I think it's the Chamber of Commerce, 223-1188, you can get $1,000
if you get it on the first day,
Then it goes down $200 a day after that.
Now, but you also get a prize for finding the loot too.
If you find the loot, and the loot is a real thing, and the Lone Stranger is really good at hiding this stuff, but there will also be clues to finding the loot. So listen to those clues. The first day, if you find that loot. It could be a bag, it could be an envelope, it could be a tin, but it's hidden somewhere on public property. It's not on any private property at all.
So you can come in here and ask me.
Oh yeah.
But it won't be in here.
You'd have to share the prize.
Oh.
Which again will be $1,000 on the first day and decreasing by $200 each day after that.
You know, this is a great thing. Now, are you all going to drive around town shooting again?
Yes, that's something I wanted to warn anyone who really doesn't know a lot about the Asphalt Cowboys. We do chase the Lone Stranger and his sidekick, and we'll make a lot of noise shooting and so forth.
Okay, we got to run here because I only got like 4 minutes. Okay, the bank and business judging. You can do your decorate your place.
Yes, absolutely. We have a number of outfits that are businesses that are decorating, and, you know, it's always fun.
Actually.
So.
Yes. Okay. And anyway. That's going to happen on May 11th, Tuesday. And then, of course, the big one, the May 14th, Friday.
Yes.
Roaring
it's
Gulch.
Back. It's back.
It's going to be at the Civic Center. It's going to be in Auditorium Drive. It's going to be a great event.
Yes,
I'm going to give away two tickets here, not right now, but next week. I'm going to start next week giving away tickets. And it's or a donation of $5. You know, you're keeping the price really
we are.
The same. You always have.
It's come up a dollar. It was $4 for the past 10 or 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And the way things are nowadays, we just had to bump it up. But it's the same price at the gate. So, but if you see a guy in a yellow shirt wandering around,
you can buy
and he looks lost, buy a ticket from him.
Buy a ticket. Okay, that's, of course, the pancake breakfast. We're going to be talking a lot about it next week and all this. Now, and then, of course, on the May 13th through the 15th is the rodeo and the pre-rodeo, grand entry 6:45, and then the grand entry at 7. It's wonderful. If you have not been to a rodeo, the Reading Rodeo, you need to go.
It is unbelievable.
And
it's
you better
a great
get
rodeo.
Your tickets now. Those are selling like crazy because I think they're restricted a little bit on how many people can come.
Yep.
So instead of having 6,000 in the stands, they're going to have 5,940. So,
I thought it was 5,930, but you're probably right.
Well, you know, who knows? Barry, thank you so much. And the Asphalt Cowboys. You know, I joke around about it, but you all do have a mission.
We do.
Yeah.
And of course, our main mission we started out in 1953 was to promote Rodeo Week, get the community involved. All our activities, other than the breakfast, are free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
When we had we would give thousands of dollars in prizes away at our parade.
Yeah.
And
No
parade this year. So maybe we'll give more than
that next year. But you also, part of your mission is if there's a disaster, You all go out and feed, and you've done this before.
We are actually sworn volunteer sheriff's deputies. We've been out on search and rescues. We have fed the masses during emergencies.
Yeah, car fire. I know y'all were out there, and a number of other things. Yeah. So it's much more than just a bunch of guys getting together and having a good time supporting our community. You all are out there to actually have a mission when disaster hits.
Yeah, we have fun, but we work hard.
Oh yeah. Now, so if you see anybody in a yellow shirt that says Asphalt Cowboys, and you want to get tickets for the pancake breakfast, stop them and or applications. Well, you've already sold out for the golf tournament, so don't worry about that.
But if you want to be a tea sponsor, let me know.
Okay. All right. Hey, when we come back, we've got Redding Rancheria joining us.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Multiple investigations getting organized following the light rail disaster in Mexico City. At least 23 people are dead in the collapse of an elevated section of the city's metro system. Correspondent Julie Walker says a support structure gave way, sending train cars falling onto a busy thoroughfare below.
The collapse happened on the newest of Mexico City's subway lines, Line 12, which stretches far into the city's south side. Like many of the dozen subway lines, it runs underground through more central areas of the city of 9 million, but then runs on elevated, preformed concrete structures on the city's outskirts. There have been allegations about poor design and construction.
More than 75 people were injured. The U.S. trade deficit surging to a record $74.4 billion in March, the improving U.S. economy boosting purchases of imported goods. Commerce Department says in March, red ink, 5.6% larger than the February gap. From 15,000 to more than 62,000, President Biden sharply raising the number of refugees who will be allowed into the country. And correspondent Zeke Miller says it for some, it's not good enough.
Refugee groups are saying the White House and the Biden administration need to do more structurally to reform the system, make it more robust, so that this year and really in the out years, when the president wants to raise that refugee admissions target to 125,000 a year, can actually meet that number. So it's not just, it goes from an aspirational goal to an actually attainable feat.
Well, if you're in the South, best keep an eye on the sky today. Forecasters say that much of the region faces a possibility of more severe weather later in the day. Tornadoes raked parts of the region on Sunday night and yesterday, leaving a lot of heavy damage across a vast area. Wall Street, the Dow is down 260 points. The NASDAQ off 319 points. The S&P down 50. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Foreign ministers from the group of seven industrialized nations gathering in London, their first face-to-face meeting in more than 2 years as they grapple with threats to health, prosperity and democracy.
Basically, all the big geopolitical issues of the day. So Russia, China, Myanmar, Ukraine, Ethiopia, the Sahel, Syria. It's not just the G7, it's also some guests, foreign ministers from India, South Africa, South Korea, the EU. Foreign policy chief is going to be there. The foreign minister of Brunei is there because they are currently in charge of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. So all of them talking together, saying what can they better do to defend open societies against the threat from more authoritarian nations.
The BBC's James Landale. The EU's drug regulator is starting to review the efficacy and safety of China's COVID vaccine. Denmark, meanwhile, removing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine from use over concerns about rare but potentially dangerous blood clots. News and analysis at townhall.com. A new study says the majority of Americans are in agreement that the government should help people age in their own homes and not in institutional settings.
According to the AP Center for Public Affairs research findings, 42% of Republicans favor a government long-term care insurance program for all Americans, compared with 78% of Democrats. Overall, 60% of the public supports the idea. There is a deep desire among Americans to maintain their independence as they get older. Many say the feeling that you are still taking care of yourself is very important. The poll found 88% of Americans would prefer to get long-term care services as they age at home with their loved ones. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Watching Wall Street, the Nasdaq having a tough go of it this morning, down 310 points. That's a loss of more than 2%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, as she is every Tuesday. So our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can hop in our chat room on our website at KCNR1460.com. Today's the 4th of May, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ashley's at the helm, and today is Orange Juice Day.
Orange Juice Day, also Bird Day, Foster Care Day, and Weather Observers Day. And, of course, Star Wars Day.
And, of course, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Yeah, I got it. Okay. What's not good news for the weather?
Not so far, but if we get through today, things should be a lot easier through the rest of the week. Today, we have that red flag warning, which means gusty winds as high as 23 miles per hour. And low humidity. It's a perfect recipe for a fire disaster, so they have this red flag warning out there. But our high of 89 today, things that expires at 5 p.m. Tomorrow's going to be our warmest day of the week with a high of 92, and we'll be breaking 90 throughout most of the valley regions. But things are going to start to cool off as we get into our Mother's Day weekend of 82 on Thursday and then 76 on Friday. We should have some fantastic picnic weather this weekend.
That's great. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They've been doing this for, gosh, a couple of decades. Chuck and Judy Kenny. You know, all the propane is just about the same. So it's customer service that makes a difference. And Shasta Gas Propane has great customer service. They've won awards for hiring veterans. And they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with one of my favorite persons, Maria Roscoe from Redding Rancheria. Good morning.
Good morning.
Maria, as she says to me, I'm not really a morning person. You know what? Neither am I.
Yeah.
And I come here every morning, and I have to be perky.
Yeah. I'm smiling, people.
Well, Linda's a morning person.
Wow.
You know, on like days when she's got these things to do, you know, she gets up with me. She doesn't just lay there in the bed.
My mom does the same.
I know. And anyway, enough of that. What's going on at Redding Rancheria?
We have a lot going on. So this week in particular, we're celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's 28th anniversary. 28 years. Hello. Okay. Yeah, we're celebrating 28 years, and so we're celebrating all week.
Uh-huh.
We're hosting greeters on Thursday morning.
Which is why you're here today instead of Thursday.
Yes.
Okay.
So everybody is welcome. And then we get to host, my fund department gets to host the members' anniversary. So we get to celebrate our tribal members and show them the opening of the seasons, which is the grand opening will be on the 13th, mm-hmm. but they get to preview it. And it's our first in-house event in 14 months.
Let me tell you that we've already signed up with you all for the Marine Corps birthday. November 10th. And we are so happy to have that again and to have it at Redding Rancheria. You people are so gracious to us, and for a number of reasons, just besides you support the veterans community so much there. So we're really looking forward to it. So it's just, and I think that as more time goes on, that more and more spaces will be available because we're limited right now, of course, by the number of people. Right. But I think by November, that's going to open up a lot more.
I hope by September, because we're having the Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner.
Oh, are we going to dress up again?
We are. It's bling. I'm just saying, you know, I had to have a reason this to get some Manolo Blahnik shoes.
Let's go to the phones. Linda, good morning.
Oh, yes, Marie, you wear it so well.
Good morning, sweetie.
Good morning, and congratulations on your on the Wind River anniversary. We've had some of the best memories in our Redding life that have been had at Wind River, with music, with events, and I just want to see you guys do so much for the community. It's so funny, I've had you on my mind for days, and I see your wonderful posts on Facebook, and I think, God, you know, I know we tried to get together and something happened or whatever, but I just want you to know that you're loved and valued. We appreciate you so much, the body of work you guys do, and I hope that, tell us about the steakhouse.
Well, it's Seasons Restaurant, which I believe it's going, the menu will go along with the season that we have now. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have yet to see some of the menu items, but I will taste them on Friday.
Yeah, but there's a whole remodel that used to be Elements.
Yes, they've remodeled. I haven't seen the remodel, so to me I expect to walk into something completely new. But I've heard there's new paint, they've just gutted and made it really...
It's going to be fun.
Nice, yes.
It's going to be fun.
Wonderful. Yes. Okay, well, we support you, and let us know what all that you're up to, and very excited about the community dinner that you're doing in September. Hopefully everything's going to open up, and I know we want to get back in there. I know the floor's still open. The casino's open right now.
Yes.
You're here to talk about so much more, and I just wanted to call to tell you I'm listening. I have your back, and I'm thinking about you. So best of luck to everything, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right.
On bling night, Linda, I'm going to spray you with something sticky.
I'll come in a gold finger.
And then we'll roll you around in gold dust.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, for a promise not to die the next day.
Okay. Got it. All right, honey. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
See, she's up. She's listening. She's watching
she
my.
Great.
She's watching. Well, you know what? She's back. She was out in 3 hours of singing in the sun down at the Gaia for a big, you know, for an event down there, and they killed it. Now, I'm going to take an early break because I want to talk about this new steakhouse. I can't wait to see it, and I understand that. You know, with them doing all the remodeling, that they're probably still working on it, too. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. I go there. I tell you what, people are real friendly. They wipe down your car with towels, and it's cool. You can buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free coupons only at Quick and Clean. Quick and Clean has been here like over 100 years. Did you know that? I didn't know that. That car wash. Well, think about it. Cars were here in Reading. I know it's hard to believe. 100 years ago. And if they're dirty, somebody's there got to wash them. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Down! Some pie. Desperate for food, desperate for respite. State plays. The state plays.
The state plays. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda just called in. 8:17 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for great jewelry at very fair prices, everything from estate jewelry to Native American to just specifically designed pieces by Rebecca and Henry, it's there at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Great place to go to. Linda loves it. Okay, I'm here with Maria Roscoe from Reading Rancheria. You know, and y'all are getting ready to celebrate your 28th anniversary.
Yes.
Now, you've been working there.
Yes.
For 27 years.
Yes.
You started when you were 4.
Yeah, I did. More like 5.
More like 5, yeah. Because sovereign nation, you could have, you know, kids learning how to work early.
Yeah, no.
No. Now, you told me on the break what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody else what you did when you first started there.
So my husband started there in 93. I was carrying our child for a year. I wanted to make sure that she was 1 year old. So 6 days later, I started working. And I got the job with pool tabs. So if you used to be a big bingo person way back, you'd see me walking around saying, pool tabs, horse race. And then people would buy their tabs, open them, and continually keep buying them. Yeah.
Now, but you could win money off this.
You could. Yeah, we had people win $2,500, $5,000.
Back then.
Yeah, so they didn't have to run and get their bank and bring it back and then.
Everybody be screaming and yelling. Oh, and tips were great.
Tips were great back then.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, y'all progressed a little bit since then.
We have.
We have. Of course, now with the casino there and the hotel, and a number of other things that you're doing, there's going to be another hotel, I believe, is under construction, or will be?
In Shasta Lake City.
Right, yeah. Shasta Lake City.
Yeah, they're working on all of Redco. Yep, it's
right.
Working on all of
Redco
stuff.
And that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the things that you all also have done is you have put on vaccine clinics via the clinics that Redding Rancheria supports.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you had, I don't know, how many thousand vaccines you've done, vaccinations. And this is for everybody. It's not just for the tribal members.
Right. Glenn Hayward is amazing at Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Systems, and he first opened it to patients at Tribal Health.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that soon we got all the Native Americans that we could and said, we've got to open it. We've got to open it to the public. We had three mass vaccines.
Uh-huh.
So we had some Moderna, and then we had a Johnson & Johnson. But seeing everybody, I worked every one of those events, was so encouraging, and seeing their faces afterwards, and they're giving you a high five, that a little bit of relief that they can actually go and do you know, something. It was great. And now we have a mobile unit. So an example, we just went to Cinerama and did all their folks.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, I don't know if this would appeal to anybody, but I was talking about it earlier that New Jersey has started a new program called a shot and a beer, where for everybody that gets a shot, they take it down to the local breweries there, you know, like ours, you know, we have around here, local
mm-hmm.
beer spots, show them their shot cart, and they get a free beer. I was just thinking, well, that's probably not a bad idea if you want to get up the numbers here in Shasta County.
Right.
Something like that. Well, just an idea.
or a burger.
Or you know what? That would probably be better. You know, a burger. So you have. I know that the casino has opened up. Has the spa opened up yet?
No. I think we got word that the spa will not be reopening.
Period.
Yeah, period.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know,
you just broke this person's heart.
Uh oh.
They called, and
I'm so sorry.
Several of her friends, because they would go down there. Once a month.
As would I.
As would you.
Yes.
And have their spa day.
Chocolate pudding facial. Yep.
A chocolate pudding facial. I don't. It's not real.
No, but it smelled like it and put you in heaven. Jell-O heaven. Yeah.
Jell-O heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With the 28th anniversary coming up, what are some of the things that are going to happen?
So they're celebrating with our players. So those folks are getting rewarded there, and they're giving away, I believe it's a patio boat, and they're like the opening of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving away beads and fun stuff, but they're having a bunch of tribute bands, which they've already started
mm-hmm.
throughout the month. So they're seeing people. Our employees are just like, yay, we're seeing people. It's just exciting.
I was there the day and put it on Facebook, the day y'all opened.
Yeah.
And was able to go in there, and you had teams.
Mm-hmm.
You probably still do. Had teams walking around sanitizing
mm-hmm.
everything.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what? I put so much hand sanitizer on me just walking through the casino there. I think I'm okay till I'm like, what, 90?
Yeah.
In there. My hands will be just clean.
Yep. I did a walkthrough the other day. Yeah, you still do your temperature check, and you still see our team members walking around.
Mm-hmm. They're still doing temperature checks
yep.
and everything,
yeah.
And how about masking in
yep,
there?
They're still masking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know,
but when they're eating, and
oh, no.
they you yeah. know, take it off. But
the So the 20th anniversary, and then the your September event is the your Rain Rancheria
Community Fund Dinner.
Mm-hmm. Tell people what that is.
So we started that in 2002, a grant program with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. We found that the amount of grants being solicited was a little bit much for our department. So working with them, they can be able to get Trinity County in here and get all the nonprofits in to get monies. Well, the Community Fund Dinner celebrates the organizations who received monies the prior year. Well, not only that, like this year, an example, we're celebrating 60 organizations who received funds, and one of them will be getting a $10,000 check, or it may be two getting a $5,000 check. Not sure, but...
Now, how much money has the Reading Rancheria awarded to organizations over the years?
3.6 just in the Reading Rancher Community Fund grants.
$3.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And then I know that y'all are instrumental in helping the Veterans Walk
mm-hmm.
in Anderson. Y'all have a soft spot in your heart for veterans organizations, which we really appreciate. And then, of course, and you've bought books, you've bought computers. Didn't you buy a fire engine?
We did, yeah, for the city of Reading.
You bought a fire engine for the city
ladders,
of Reading.
Ladders, yeah.
Yeah, all that,
yep.
Huh?
That's another chunk of change. That's the LCBC. Yeah. We could go into how much.
Oh, no, but, you know, and you've got a they've got a committee that looks at everybody that puts in for it
mm-hmm.
or, you know, asks for grants. And, you know, especially after this last year, you know, people were really needing help.
We just started our spring round. We've never had 88 organizations solicit for the first round. And it's not easy to see what everybody needs. And then you hear that, you know, we need this now or we need, you know, we want to help everybody. So we're really trying to help as many as that we can. You know, luckily there's some people that ask for something that may not be as important as an AED machine or something, you know.
Yeah.
But we really do look at every one of them and see at least if we can give them something rather than just saying nope.
Well, you do a good job.
Yeah.
And then the Community Foundation event is usually you're filled to capacity there. Let's hope that things are loosened.
They have restricted me to only 45 tables this year. So
how many people at a table?
Well, it'll be 8 or 10.
Okay.
Usually it's 55.
Wow.
But we don't have the VIP area for the silent auction, so I have to put the silent auction in the back. But I only have a couple tables left.
Wow.
Everybody's ready to party.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Look at the rodeo this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Show and Shines, people were showing up. Red Bluff Roundup, lots of people there. Do you all, and you're starting to open up the event center.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've been in two events that were still got canceled this year, which is too bad. Because, one, there was they were just worried about having places to have it. And so, and that's their main fundraisers.
Yep.
Colt 45's got canceled again this year, which is a shame because that was a great part of our community.
Yes.
You all supported that. You know, it's the whole thing is too bad.
We're still supporting Rick.
Oh, yeah.
We asked him, what can we do? Can we replace signs? What can we do? So,
yeah.
You know, we have to find a way to do something.
It's enough.
Everybody does. Yeah.
It's been enough.
I'm over it.
Well, you know, and I'm not saying one way or another here, but this country needs to move forward. We cannot live in fear here. So
I agree.
That's my opinion, and that's Maria's opinion. You know, we're not speaking for all of Reading Rancheria, but I'm pretty sure that you're dialed in on that.
Yeah. They're ready to move forward. In fact, they've been, so it's good.
Well, we're here with Maria Roscoe. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, three locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right here in downtown Reading, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center. I say old. It's the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And you can learn more by going to bankcornerstone.com. But the one thing they've maintained through all of this craziness is they are still helping local people move their dreams forward. 8:28 in the morning, 64 degrees, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach, 605-4567 is phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Compass Sports Cards at 1620 East Cypress Avenue is bringing us a segment featuring modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles, plus everything from non-sports Pokemon cards to signed sports memorabilia. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. And again, located at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. I'm here with Maria Roscoe from Radio Rancheria from the, and we're talking about things that are going on. They're celebrating the 28th anniversary of Radio Rancheria opening. And of course, that was back when it was Bingo, and how you all have progressed through the years. And you've been working there for 27 years, so you've seen it all.
Yep, I have.
You've, what was the most amazing, I guess, what was the most amazing thing to you over your 27 years? Because, I mean, you've been involved with, you know, pull tabs. Mm-hmm. From pull tabs to now, you are up in the hierarchy there, running the public relations and all this. But, you know, maybe there wasn't, like, one amazing thing, but something that really is like, wow. I mean, I know that when opening the clinics was huge for you, but was, I mean, just for you, it's like, oh, that's really cool. There must be a lot of them, though.
There's so many. I mean, we, from celebrating just the expansion of the current casino to the 87,000 square feet from the little, probably, what, 50,000 that we had to the hotel. I used to work in the tribal building out back before it was built. So I used to work in accounting. I moved to accounting. I moved to Cage. I've been in almost every department. But when we built that administration building, we were able to go back there and move offices there because they were in trailers. So watching them move from what was the Reading Rancheria then to now is incredible. I mean, the self-sufficiency that they have makes me so proud of these folks because they're not just, you know, Reading Rancheria tribe. They're out there. They're everywhere. They volunteer for everything that they possibly can alongside Wind River, alongside Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Systems. I think that's one of the best things, too, is it's not only Wind River Resort and Casino. It's not only Reading Rancheria. It's not only the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Systems. They've done all of that with the start of their casino.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It was able to expand and help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think the numbers were, I want to say 20,000 people with all the clinics they're seeing. I could be wrong. It could be a lot, you know, it could be less than that. But having those clinics open, and when Glenn was in here talking about that, copays or, there are no copays.
There is no
copays. When you're being seen by the tribal system and you do not have to be Native American, mm-mm, you have to be on Medicaid. Or Medi-Cal
and Partnership Health.
Oh, Medi-Cal and Partnership Health.
For Churn Creek and Central Valley Health.
Okay.
Care, yes.
All right. And then the one up in Weaverville?
Mm-hmm, Trinity.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Trinity one. But what that means is you have a doctor that you can come in and see.
Mm-hmm.
You can be given, you're not going to be given not anything but the top care. And there's no copays.
Exactly. Our doctors are so phenomenal. I mean, all the events that we go to, they're right there cheering you on. They're so sweet.
You all now, though, and it's going to happen tomorrow. Just let me, the press release here. Reading Rancheria returns remains of our ancestors back to their original resting area.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
So this is a conversation with our cultural department, but I will kind of be respectful. We work closely with UC Berkeley and their NAGPRA program, which is the repatriation program.
Uh-huh.
So my understanding is whenever there's any type of buildings or anything that is being built,
yes,
you find remains, they send it to Berkeley. We have to do a process to bring the remains back to where their original origins are. Well, in this case, Chairman Potter, who's also the manager of the cultural department, is bringing back 11 sets of remains. And that will be he will be putting them back to rest tomorrow, which is the MMIW Day, which is the Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women's Day, which represents these folks that have been, example, missing and murdered, and now they're being, they've been found and they're being put to rest.
Well, you know what? This is one of the things that's facing Native Americans throughout the country, mm-hmm. is the number of missing women.
Yeah.
That's just it. They just disappear. But this one, you have the unidentified Wintu woman who is 50 years old with five children, and they're bringing those remains back. And it appears that the woman was murdered based on the damage done to her skull. So you're bringing her back, and so she's going to be laid to rest with her kids, mm-hmm. her five children.
Being a 47-year-old grandma, I just couldn't imagine.
Yeah. And
couldn't imagine.
Do we know how old those remains are?
She is the 47, but the kids are 5 to newborn.
Right.
And they can tell by what I've seen of...
Yeah, but I mean, how long ago it was, or...
Mr. Potter will probably talk about that.
Okay.
But he is inviting the community to the ceremony at Turtle Bay tomorrow at 4:30.
Okay. It's going to be
Arboretum side.
Yeah,
and
Arboretum
we'll have
side
people
there.
Out there. But it's going to be such a beautiful ceremony to be able to put them back to rest. And they're going to be at rest together, that particular
wow.
family. Yeah.
And, this is significant in Indian country because, as we talked about, it's a crisis that's left thousands upon thousands of indigenous women missing or murdered.
Yep.
They've made movies about it or documentaries about it on these things happening. And and you're a mother and I'm a father, mm-hmm. to have a child to show up missing. You know, what that must do to you,
mm-hmm.
and never see them again. So not ever knowing.
Right. The latest movie I saw was Wind River, and it's jurisdiction. That's exactly why Native American women are the most unfound women all over. I mean, in Canada and here, all indigenous places.
It's true. Yeah, and the an example of a... of the reservation that I know, a Navajo reservation, yeah. there's only 2 federal officers allowed on the whole reservation. Mm-hmm. One's a U.S. Marshal and one's an FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
My son-in-law was the U.S. Marshal that worked there out of Albuquerque and for like 2 years, and then
wow.
they rotate them. But he said it's just, you know, it's harsh,
mm-hmm.
very harsh. And so when you have people missing like that, in the society, and there's people not really wanting to talk about it. Like you said, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like the county sheriff can get in there.
Right.
They're not allowed on there. They have their mm-hmm. own law enforcement.
Right.
So, and then it's not like a few.
No.
It's thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you wonder why, how this happens. Do they leave thinking that there's going to be something better or somebody takes them? Because they know there's not going to be a real search.
I think somebody doesn't do very good things to them.
I think so, too.
And they're one good thing out of this is on the MMIW day tomorrow, Turtle Bay is opening their exhibit for the new jingle dress.
Yeah.
So this jingle dress, if you saw our Chairman Potter do Dancing with the Stars, he danced with the jingle dress and did his tribute to the murdered and missing Indigenous women. It was powerful. So
it was. It was.
They got the dress. They're putting it into a glass case, and they're opening it up tomorrow.
And they're going to have a video exhibition or component to this. And this is going to be there from May 1st to September 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So this is so what's going to happen tomorrow at Turtle Bay?
So at 4:30, Chairman Potter, alongside other local tribes, will be putting to rest the remains that they've received. And then we'll be going 5:30 to 7:30 over to the exhibit opening that they're having. Uh-huh. So that's
okay.
That's what I know is going on.
Is there a place that, and excuse my ignorance here, but is there a special place that they will be interred?
Yeah, it's on the Arboretum side, and then we'll have people at the places directing right to the, he explains it to the left and to, we'll have people.
Okay, there, and that's where it happens.
Yeah, and he'd like the community to be involved in just a healing process.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Okay, so that's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at Turtle Bay. It begins at 4:30, and then at 5:30?
So they'll be lighting the bridge red for this event as well.
Wow.
So I know we're all called action to wear red tomorrow so we can create the awareness, but there's also a murdered and missing Indigenous walk, run, jazzercise, whatever you want to do,
mm-hmm.
that there's people like Tracy Edwards and I doing. So we'll be able to, I'm jazzercising this week for MMIW just to help create awareness.
Wow.
So it's pretty.
Well, I'm so glad you came in today so we could talk about it. And this is a significant event
mm-hmm.
for not only the Native American community, but I think all of us out there. It'll bring some awareness to the fact that it's a terrible thing. So many children and women disappear every year throughout the United States, but there is a significant number from the Native American community. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, what can you do?
Right.
Maybe we'll talk about that when we get back after this break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business there right off Athens Avenue and gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, the only place I've had my hair cut since I moved to Redding. What can I say? You know, when somebody puts that on their front, on their window, man's last stronghold, you got to go in and try it. Yeah. Give them a call at 244-9478. They work on appointments, and you can just walk in, get your haircut, walk out. Or, if, you know, when they start opening it up again, they have the greatest selection of magazines on, you know, Car and Driver, Guns and Ammo, you know, all those types of things you can catch up on your man reading during this time. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Maria Rosco.
Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,200 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, the Chief of Police, Chief Bill Schiller, will join us, and we'll get the latest on what's happening with the Reading Police Department and all that. Today, we have Maria Roscoe from Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. She's been, I find out new things every day. You know, I'm kind of like a horse. I wake up in a new stall every morning, right?
Yeah.
And I just found out you worked there for 27 years. I had no idea. Starting there as a pull tab girl, mm-hmm. walking around, pull tab,
yep.
pull tab,
yep.
and you could win $5,000 on this thing, which made people happy.
Yeah.
Back in, which, when was that?
94. It started in 93.
Uh-huh.
I started in 94.
Wow. Here you are.
Here I am.
They can't get rid of you.
I know.
You know what?
I hope so.
Well, you've got several years to go before you have to yes. think about retiring. We're talking about tomorrow is at the Eternal Bay at 4:30. The Reading Rancheria is going to return the remains of 11 people. Including a mother and her 5 children. And it appears the mother was murdered. We don't know when this happened, you know, if it's 100 years ago or what. But that's going to happen tomorrow at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And it's going to be in the, I guess, around the, is it inside?
Arboretum area.
In the Arboretum.
Outside.
In the Arboretum mm-hmm. here. Thank you. And it's going to start at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then at, I think you said 5:30, the opening of the exhibition, the Jingle Dress exhibition, which is a garment
mm-hmm.
that is
symbol.
A symbol that pays homage to the missing indigenous
mm-hmm.
Women.
Yes.
Which we talked about is a huge problem.
Yes.
Just another problem to throw on there.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of deviate from mm-hmm. Reading Rancheria for right now to this concern about the, you know, people disappearing, or, you know, children disappearing, young adults disappearing. I was just watching a documentary called The Serpent, about a guy in Thailand who was a con man, but he would prey on, in 1975 and 76, it was called the Hippie Trail, where people would go through Thailand and Nepal, and they would just travel. And he killed 11 people, just killed them, to take their money, take their passports. Then he would use their passports, and he was a completely immoral guy. And got away with it for those 2 years before they finally ran him down. But, you know, an American girl was his first victim over there, hiking. Drugs are in a bar. and then they drown her. So, see, these things happen. Mm-hmm. These things happen. And a lot of times we don't even realize it. I don't know of anybody that I can think of that I've known has gone missing. And there's families out there from all stratas of life who have children show up missing.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are some of the things?
Well, you know, I actually, you know, with reading stories, I really appreciate our local law enforcement, not only in Reading, but in Anderson, for catching, you know, doing the rings and catching the sex trafficking and all that. I appreciate it. I live in Anderson, and I just love our APD over there, but they work really hard on closing down places that seem to be a place that they are at or they, you know, work out of and close them down. I think it's eye-opening to see that things are like that here. You know, I don't know. With all this awareness, we just need to remember, watch your loved ones. If you go into a store and you see somebody who's acting funny, just ask them how they're doing, you know.
That's how they found how they discovered the one girl. She was walking up and down the sidewalk, and somebody noticed it. And went up to her and said, "Are you okay?" She says, "I'm in trouble." And it turns out that she had been turned out by a couple of guys out of Sacramento. And then they find out there's this kind of a circle that they take them here, and then they take them up to Oregon and back over to Reno. But they were able to rescue her, and they busted the two or three guys that were her that were running her or that had her like this, and she had been taken. And you know, it's called sex trafficking, but you don't realize just how horrible this is until you have people, until you start hearing these stories. And I-5 is a corridor for drugs one way and people the other.
Yes.
So that's a good point, is if you see somebody that's acting like they're in trouble or there's, you know, it doesn't hurt to go up.
Right.
And ask them.
Right.
Are
be the
you
neighbor.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell somebody just doesn't feel like they belong right there. I mean, the person who could be holding them captive could be at the register while they're just looking around for somebody to get eye contact and say, "Help me." Just ask them how they're doing.
It's a, you know, when we think about things, Linda's traveled all over the world. And she thinks about, you know, when she was entertaining and when she was at a, you know, a top resort in Hong Kong there, but she would go down and she'd love it after the show was over, and she'd walk through the streets in Hong Kong and never had a problem. But she also thought she was, you know, that Hong Kong does have a low crime rate. But she's been in other countries in Africa and this, that she says that it's amazing when you see things, because if you're not watching yourself, things can happen. Now, though, they have things like my granddaughter went off to college, and my daughter was telling her, never leave your drink at
never,
a party.
Never.
Never take a drink from somebody else. And they have things now that you can drop it into the drink, it'll tell you if it's drugged. Thank God
for
that.
They could do that with a pool, yes. Finally, do it with a drink.
Come yeah, on. Yeah. Somebody said there's fingernail polish that does it. You just put your finger, you know, nail into it, and it'll tell you if the drink's got something in it besides alcohol.
And, great.
You know, it's somebody like, you know, I don't know people that do that. But then again, maybe I do, and I just don't, you know, you just don't know that they would do things like this.
Right.
But again, it's protecting your kids. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
I know you're not a morning person, but you did a great job. But
so good to be here in the morning.
Well, you know what? And the big thing is we were able to talk about the...
everything.
The Missing and Murdered Indigenous mm-hmm. Women Day. Women Day, which is tomorrow. And that the Reading Rancheria will be interring 11 remains of mm-hmm. the Wintu tribe. Most significant, I think, of this is a mother with her 5 kids, all murdered. Or at least she was. Tomorrow, and it starts at 4:30. And I know you're thinking, "Oh, that sounds, you know, it's sad." But again, though, it's not. It's a way of recognizing our history.
Yeah.
It's a, and then you can look at the new exhibit they have, the Jingle Dress, exhibition that opens at 5:30, and it's going to be at Turtle Bay from now through September 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't ask you anything else about updates on things that are going on because I think they're in the courts right now. And in that, yeah, but you all continue building a new hotel out there at the city of Shasta Lake.
Yep.
And that's going to be a great place.
And a new campus at Trinity County.
New campus at Trinity County.
Yep.
You're going to, you're going for four locations.
Yeah.
And maybe more.
Oh, yes. Glenn is a forward thinker. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Maria, for being with us today. Tomorrow, Chief Bill Schiller is going to be with us. We'll be discussing a number of different things that are going on here in Reading. I stood him up last time at a last-minute thing, and the next day I got a parking ticket. So I will never do that again. So I will be here tomorrow. Anyway, everybody have a great day. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.